Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to make your future brighter than your past. The Lord Jesus come to turn your life around. I'm telling you, praise God, to change your life. You won't be the same anymore. Lord, bless Missionary Velvet myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. We have some wonderful services in them jails and prisons, praise God, in time past. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. We have this powerful message we're going to continue on today, coming from the teachings around the fourth chapter of 1 John. We're going to continue the message on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, the Bible said in 1 John, the 4th chapter, we talked about beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, for many false prophets are going out into the world. Now, the Lord wants us to graduate from repentance, because a lot of people want to hang their whole Christian life around repentance. And false prophets, that's all they preach mostly, is repent. Repent of your sins, that's it. And then claim the rest of it. Claim you got the Holy Spirit. But I got news to let you know. Jesus come to take sin out the sinner. Repentance will forgive you of your sin. It starts the foundation. But you need to graduate and move from the foundation. Put your size up to your house. Don't just turn the foundation down. So many people just sin and repent all the day. Anytime you sin, you turn down the foundation. When you commit sin, you turn down the foundation. But you need to build upon that foundation. That's what you need to do.
Amen.
Leave that sinful life behind. Go forward. That's what I'm saying. Amen. Hebrews, the 6th chapter, and the 1st verse, Missionary Velvet. Because people need to understand what that Bible says. The Lord wants you to move from repentance. Stop spending your whole Christian life around sinning and repenting. Fornicating and saying, Lord, forgive me. Fornicating and saying, Lord, forgive me.
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on until perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and the faith in a faith toward God.
Yes, we need to move from that. Amen. Move on. Get free from it. Let the Lord take sin out of you.
Amen.
So you can live right. Amen. Don't be using profanity and saying, Lord, forgive me. Amen. Curse today. Talk bad talk today and say, Lord, forgive me. Talk bad talk tomorrow. Say, Lord, forgive me. But the thing is that, move from that. Leave that stuff behind. Praise God. Amen. Husband, don't be cheating on your wife and saying, Lord, forgive me. Wives, don't be cheating on your husband saying, Lord, forgive me. But move from that. Leave that stuff behind. Praise God. Amen. Leave that incest, that child molesting. Leave it all behind. Praise God. Amen. And then turn your heart totally to God. Let the Lord sanctify you through the blood. Wash you in the blood. so you can make heaven your home. Because sin and repenting every day is not living holy. That's not holiness. That's a hypocrite. And people need to understand and know that. It's time out for being a hypocrite. Time out for playing church. We need to get it like the Bible said. Serve the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, all your strength. The Lord wants your undivided attention. He don't want you to be, amen, looking at the sins of the world, designed to go back into that world. But he wants you to be more like Jesus. Have your mind focused on him. Amen. Hebrews said, move from repentance. Graduate from it. Move from it. And then move on to perfection. What is it saying in Hebrews? What is it saying?
The doctrine of baptism.
Amen.
The laying on of hands.
Amen. And people be baptized and then they, amen, go back and sin again and then go back in the water and be baptized again over and over again. We need to move from that. And some folk want to spend their whole Christian life arguing about Acts 2:38. Amen. And making that a big issue. But I want to let you know we need to graduate from arguing and debating about Acts 2:38. You hear me? Amen. People need to understand there's a mystery in Acts 2:38. Amen. Peter preached that powerful Holy Ghost sermon, and I will let you know when Jesus' name is not in the Jordan River. Jesus' name is at Calvary. Calvary, the blood. We need to get the blood. The blood. The blood is the one that Peter was referring to. Jesus' name. And people need to understand, know that. Stop fussing over water baptism. Amen. And start preaching the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, what will save people from their sins. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. We need to move from the water baptisms. Move from it. What does it say? Amen. Praise God.
It said, a land of the doctrine of baptism and a laying on of hands.
Move, yeah, leave.
And the resurrection of the dead.
Amen. Praise the Lord God. Move from these things. Arguing about the resurrection. Arguing about. Amen. Amen. Pray. Folk want to fight about. Amen. Over the resurrection. Whether people be asleep in the grave or whatever. We need to move from that. Amen. What is that?
In the eternal judgment.
In the eternal judgment. Folk need to move from that. Praise the God. What is that?
This will we do if God permits.
Amen. We need to move from that, graduate from that stuff, and move on. And get it so you can live free from sin so you be ready when Jesus comes. Amen. Get so that sin goes out of you. Get so you got victory over the devil, got the devil on your feet. Well, you got victory over sin, power to resist temptation. Get it so you can testify that all day long I've been with Jesus. This has been a glorious day. I have stepped one step higher up the King's Highway. I'm telling you. Get it so, praise our God, you know your name has been signed down on heaven's road. You got a seat in the kingdom. Because Jesus, amen, the Bible is right. Jesus said in St. Matthew 5:48, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's what Jesus said. Jesus ain't going to bother with all these folk that can't live right. Amen. You can't live right. You, how in the world you going to get up there where he at? You got to obey and do what that Bible says in order to get up there where he at. Praise God. I'm telling you, you can't be, amen, sinning and repenting every day. Amen. And expect to be saved. Praise God. And some people talk about grace. Amen. They're going to live an up and down life, sinning and repenting, and going to borrow Jesus' life and think you're going to head him off of Jesus' life. I'm telling you, people, we need to stop that playing games like that. Amen. Because you cannot go to him like the foolish virgin, want to borrow somebody's else's life and try to go to him off of somebody else's living. I'm telling you, you got to live right yourself if you want to make heaven your home. Praise God. Amen. Jesus come to come in us and live holy and live right in us in order for us to make heaven our home. Amen. You can't, amen, think you're going to hide behind Jesus' life he lived here on earth and think you're going to head him off of his life he lived here on earth. I'm telling you a joke, people. Praise God. Amen. You got to live right yourself if you want to make heaven your home. Praise God. I'm telling you, I'm going to live right myself. Amen. It's time to live holy. It's time to stop playing church. It's time to be real for God.
It's time to leave sin behind if you want to make heaven your home. Praise God. I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast. I'm telling you, because it's a wake-up call. Amen. We're going to move into the next month talking about this, from doing this teaching, because folk need to hear, amen, praise our God, what this word said. Amen. It's more to preaching than, amen, talking about God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It's more to it than just saying God is love, God is love. Amen. Folk need to hear what this Bible said. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we've been preaching, amen, this deep message all this month. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Lord, those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nails, God's hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch the prisons. Let them know you love them, Lord. Change their lives. Make their life brand new. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch the prisons. Let them know, praise God, the power of God will set them free. Lord, deliver them and set them free. In Jesus' name we ask it. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Go into the free world. Touch these people. Let them know, God, it's time to get like the Bible said. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus, while you're praising God for deliverance. Here comes my beautiful companion, Missionary Bill.
Praise and praise. And the song said, God is a good God. Yes, he is. God is a savior. God is a healer. God is a deliverer. Yes, he is. You heard the message that Ella Holmes preached, been preaching all this month. What God wants for you and I is to be perfect toward him. And he is able to do that. There is nothing too hard for God to do. He can deliver you. So you believe that, now you keep on your journey. Keep on striving. Keep on praying. And keep on seeking God until he may mold you and make you into the person you need to be so you can be ready to go with him. Don't be behind prison bars. Ella Holmes and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to have hope and a plan for you to prosper. And you are not forgotten. And you are important to us and to him. Do not forget that. Those in the free world, remember, continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves you too with an everlasting love and have a plan for you that you can be able to live in this present world to be ready to go with him. But most of all, remember the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. Give God a chance. It will be the best decision you ever made. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Val and myself. We're going to the jails and prisons. Amen. And be blessed. Amen. Those that are behind prison bars. Those that's behind prison bars, write up for Bibles, other life-changing materials, Spanish-speaking inmates, write up for Spanish material called Jesus Love, the Spanish-speaking people. To this broadcast, it's Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.